This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour number four of the nation here on 105.3 The Fan. G-Bag, the day is coming up at 5:30. LA Live is on deck as well later on this hour. It's time now for football's finest. Here's Eric Chiafalo.
Okay, here we go. Justin Fields has started 49 games in his career, winning 14 for a winning percentage of under 30% among all quarterbacks. That is tied with Blaine Gabbert for the worst winning percentage of any player with as many starts. Congratulations to Justin Fields. Also, Justin Fields.
He's on a three-game heater right now.
Only player, Justin Fields, in the last 40 years to have three straight seasons with a sacked percentage in the double digits, sitting at about 14% this year. So just wanted to send a tip of the cap to him.
Congratulations.
For all his hard work. Sticking in the AFC East, how about this for Buffalo? We wonder what's going on. Plenty of questions with the offense right now, not putting up points. But Buffalo has allowed an explosive run on 15% of opponents' carries through six games. It's on pace to be the highest rate in at least two decades. That is something that is hugely wrong with Buffalo right now, who, of course, has championship expectations.
Aspirations.
And they ran the ball very well last year.
Yes. But their run defense right now is really putrid. That's just a fact of the matter. Speaking of putrid.
Worse than the Cowboys?
Well, from an explosive run standpoint, yes.
Wow.
Because they are giving up a percentage of explosive runs that would be the worst in decades.
And those go 10+. That's
yes.
An explosive
yeah,
run.
Yeah.
10+, yeah.
Speaking of putrid, Chargers are going to be debuting their new Charger Power uniforms this Sunday.
Oh, Charger Power.
They're just all yellow.
Oh,
just
gosh.
a bunch of mustard, and I'm a mustard guy.
Why are we doing?
I am
that?
A mustard guy.
What are we doing?
I don't know why they would do anything other than powder blue, and I even saw just like a mock up of Justin Herbert wearing the Drew Brees version, version, the Marty Schottenheimer RIP version,
Navy jerseys.
It looked really good too.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, we have lost our touch.
They wore like their.
Let's not do Charger Power.
It's funny they wore their like 1960 uniforms against who did they play? Was it the Dolphins?
Over the weekend?
Over the weekend, yeah. They look good. Oh, who was it? Was it Dolphins?
It was, yeah.
It was Dolphins. Okay, yeah. They looked really good. With the gold pants, with the powder blue tops.
Yeah, you got it. But
powder
they're going
blue. The more powder blue, the better.
They're going all yellow.
Go all powder
for
blue.
For some reason. Yeah. Not really sure
not
why.
Not all yellow.
Okay, so.
Yeah, they're on right now. They're on TV.
I've got a couple of good quotes here before we get to our clips of the
we'll
day.
Be judge of that.
All right.
Dylan Gabriel was asked how he felt Monday after getting hit so much against the Steelers over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Quote, my mom used to beat my ass when I was a kid, so nothing will compare to that. And then he like tossed in an, I'm just kidding. But
he was
you could
kidding.
Feel
he
was,
you, he,
could,
he
you
was
could feel
kidding.
It. You have Vrabel returning to play the Titans, and they asked him if he has any mementos from his time with the Titans. His quote was, Goodwill's probably got a pretty good haul down on 8th Avenue.
Just throw them out. What are you going to do with them now?
I mean, you could be like Broadus and just hang on to everything.
No,
you never know when you need a parka.
I tell you what I did. I kept my rain suits. Everything else I gave away. I did. Yeah, you're right. I kept my one sideline jacket, the Cowboys one. But everything else just went to, I mean, Jacksonville gave me some really cool stuff. Yeah. And all I kept was a rain suit. Philadelphia gave away to all the homeless dudes.
That's probably a good call.
You know, like they were outfitted in like those big old the starter jackets.
Looking pimp. Yeah,
those things were so sick.
All my homeless guys down in Philly had those long starter jackets. I'd go get one from the equipment guy and he'd go, hey, didn't I give you one yesterday? I'm like, yeah. And then I would just go give it to a homeless guy.
Yeah.
I felt bad. I'd be driving along. It's like super cold out there, you know, and I was trying to help them.
Those jackets are back, by the way. They're like $150 now.
Yeah. These
pricey.
Remember the long, like the long parka jackets that go to your knees?
Yeah, those things.
The sideline ones?
Yeah. I'd get one a week and I'd just give it away.
Gosh, one a week.
Yeah.
So Jeremy Fowler in his Insider Buzz report noted that with Rashee Rice returning for the Chiefs this week, there will not be any type of pitch count or anything like that. He's going to get thrown into the fire and he's going to be an absolute monster.
He's ready to rock.
On one of my fantasy teams, I've had him just
waiting. Let's go.
And now it's time to unleash, see if we can overcome our 0-for winning record. Did you guys see Skip Bayless put out a 30-minute video criticizing Travis Hunter?
No, I don't really
baptized before the game.
Pay much of attention.
A 30-minute video.
Wow.
Okay.
He's criticizing him for getting baptized?
He got baptized before the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that morning.
Says
that
there's morning. He just tweets out a 30-minute video.
Huh.
30 minutes.
It's like a podcast.
Like he's not focusing on football. Do this in another day.
I didn't watch a single second of the video because I don't really care. I just think it's funny that it's a 30-minute video that reads,
jeez,
there is no way Travis Hunter should have chosen to be baptized on the morning of a game. He is losing interest. Like I don't know.
He's bored.
I don't know what the take is here, but it's 30 minutes of criticizing Travis Hunter for being baptized on a Sunday.
A little rain, man.
Colin Coward thinks that's a horrible idea.
Yeah, I mean, I
would do it another day.
Gotta get them clicks and likes, bro. It's a little rage bait right there.
Big time rage bait. I mean, there's like 1,000 comments on this thing, probably just dunking all over Skip. But 30 minutes to hash out that take.
Wow.
Bleep hole of the week, Skip Bayless.
I'd like to.
Still got it.
I mean, still got the fastball, man.
It's kind of incredible. 30 minutes to talk about that. What I know, the hell, dude.
I'm like, you are a total jackhole.
He's totally lost it. I mean, he used to be able to come up with rage baiting topics that were still seemed credible or at least interesting.
That's what we're rocking with now.
It's over.
Mm. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Okay, so a couple of nuggets here for Cowboys and Commanders. Dallas does lead the NFL in passing offense. They're, of course, dead balls last in pass defense. The Cowboys allowing a league high 7.5 yards per passing play. Now, Washington ain't much better. 7 yards per passing play,
right,
which is 27th in the league.
Hell
how about this one? Cowboys games are averaging a league-high 800 combined yards per game.
Fun to watch.
It's going to be a barn burner.
Oh,
and yesterday it was 53.5 for the over-under total. It's now
55.5.
I could see that thing going up to 58.5 by the time kickoff gets here.
Send this thing to the
especially
bleeping moon.
When they see that Lamb and McLaurin playing.
Ooh.
Like, this is going to be...
Maybe the Cowboys are counting on the sun to be a factor.
The sun?
But the sun could be their 12th man defensively.
Yeah, sure, on the opposite lane in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, there you go.
And the line came down as well from 2.5 to 1. I don't know what gamblers are looking at.
Yeah, I'm guessing that
desperate
is a...
team theory.
The health.
Oh, I think it's the health
Booker
thing.
Back,
yeah,
CD
it's
back,
Lamb,
Turpin
Booker,
back.
Turpin, all of them amounting for one single point.
I think it's delusion.
You think they're going to get mopped?
Yeah. I don't know how you're going to stop them. I don't know how you're going to slow them down.
Yeah.
They'll fumble the ball.
Now that McLaurin's back.
That's the key.
Yeah, and who knows what version. I mean, you're dealing with a quad situation.
Whoever I pick is guaranteed to lose. Seriously, I'm on a bad run.
Well, then pick the Cowboys.
I will. I'll pick the Cowboys.
Well, if they're guaranteed to lose, then pick the Commanders.
Yeah, pick the Commanders.
I'll pick the Commanders for you then.
All right. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Well, you did say you're not going to pick the Cowboys again this year. So we just should stick
I pretty much said that.
Let's just stick with that.
Yeah.
Man, I just think that this is, we're talking about another one of those 40 to 37 games.
Like
I think that's
Denver
what this
Bronco.
Be.
This is a Tony Romo.
Yeah, absolutely. This
throws
is
five
this
touchdowns.
Is
53 to 48. Yeah.
Seriously, this is going to be a pad the stats game for the offenses. Okay, I have two clips here. We're going to start with Todd Bowles, and then we're going to get to what I believe to be the best presser moment of the season so far between reporter and coach. All right? But we start with Todd Bowles, head coach of the Bucks. He sat down with Bucks.com, and they were reliving the 3rd-and-14 scramble for Baker. Okay? Oh, and they basically just asked Todd, like, hey, what is going through your mind right now when it's 3rd-and-14, your quarterback has dropped back to pass, and he's got two guys. He's being sandwiched by 49ers 10 yards in the backfield, and then he starts to take off and run. This is Todd Bowles giving you exactly what was going through his mind during this moment.
First impressions was go down, tuck the ball away. You're going to get killed. Then he broke out of the pocket. Okay, slide, slide, slide. Then he goes to the left. Oh, my God, he's getting ready to get killed. And this guy's crazy. I think he's going to make it. It's like, great job, Baker. And then you go to the next play.
And then you go to the next
one. On to the next one. Dude, we still got more football left, boys.
Todd Bowles has had a couple of moments this year, man. He's pretty funny.
Yeah.
He is pretty funny, and I totally get that. I can imagine the whole time during that play, what the F are you doing right up until the moment that he extends for the first down. And then it's like, what, a couple plays later, Tez Johnson, bang, boom. Touchdown, MVP chance.
Tez Johnson, MVP.
That's what's rocking right there. Baker's got this thing on cruise control.
Todd Bowles, that's got to be the biggest surprise outburst, I guess you would say, from a coach.
Oh, he's used
personality.
Yeah, very mild,
he just seems so stoic.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Almost Jason Garrett-like.
He had the line about being secret lovers with one of his players earlier this season. You remember that? I don't know. He
very creepy. He's hiding his personality like Belichick, I think is what I just learned.
Yeah. See, like Todd Bowles quickly becoming one of those guys that you feel like, like to kick it with you, Todd.
Todd.
All right, now we get to the presser moment. This is the final question, as you will hear at the very, very end. This is the last question of Arizona Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon's presser today, where they asked him about, like, where did you learn to sort of take the emotion out of the sport when it comes to players going down, losing players, injuries, all that kind of stuff. Here it is.
Coach, how early in your career did you have to start trying to figure out how to take the emotion out of coaching as far as when you have all these injuries and you have all these different pieces? When's the first time that you can recall that?
2007, when our quarterback went to jail.
Huh. Coach, thank you.
Thank you.
That's an ender right there, boys.
Thanks for coming. That Michael Vick thing?
Yeah, he was a quality control coach for the Falcons in 2007.
Okay.
And so that is where
what the hell
baptism by fire right there.
Oh, damn it. Our quarterback's in jail, boys.
What do we do now?
Crap.
That's the walk-off. I just love the awkward pause for about 5 seconds before you get to, all right, thanks, coach.
There's no way that reporter thought he was getting that answer.
Thanks like, for everything,
that's
coach.
What separates Shoddy, I feel like. He would have an answer like that today, like when he said if he's breathing, and then he realizes, oh, this is awkward and quiet. Let me interject some more words here for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, Shoddy's a man of the people. There's no question about that. All right, Drake May, we are watching him grow right in front of our eyeballs.
Sure.
Drake May's deep passing through 6 weeks is the best we've seen in the next gen era, which goes back to 2016. So dang near a decade. His completion percentage on deep passing, best in a decade. EPA per play, best. Completion percentage over expectation, best. Passer rating, best. Drake May leads the league in completion percentage on throws of 20 plus air yards at 71%.
Oh, geez. Mm.
He throws the ball 20 yards down the field through the air or more 71% of the time. That is a completion. The league average is 40% this season.
Okay, I was just going to wonder what that was. So it's totally unsustainable.
Yes.
Like the best deep ball thrower year to year in the NFL is going to change. There's going to be some wild swings in that department. But very impressive. Don't want to take anything away from him. He's working with Booty and Diggs and a couple of good tight ends.
With his schedule, who knows? It could be sustainable.
Well,
he's playing some bad defense.
There's no doubt. That's part of the reason why.
The stat is what it is as well. I mean, that definitely helps. But he might be able to make this thing a thing.
They do have a pretty easy schedule, and it'll be interesting to see if they can go out there and make a move. Could you bring in a Chris Olave or somebody like that?
Sure.
To add to the weaponry?
I think they're thinking running back more. Like, for whatever reason, Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson just have not come together like they'd imagined, like on paper should be. They invested in their offensive line, getting good enough protection. But it's an absolute lack of running game that he's having to compensate for, and maybe an Achan or you know, one of the top runners available would make sense for them.
The old in-division trade, Mike Tomlin would spit on that.
Oh, but, sure would.
But yeah, Achan could be a difference maker. Heck, if I'm the Chiefs right now, aren't they looking for a running back?
Yeah, they're
trying to go get an Achan. Can you imagine him in that offense?
That'd be fun.
I mean, that would be something
special.
That
would be fun.
If I was New England, maybe try and get a double trade with the Saints going. Get you Kamara and Olave. Try to figure something out. But there it is, football's finest.
Thank you, Chief. It's in the books once again. Football's finest most every afternoon, 5 o'clock here on The Fan. We'll hit the expressway, get you caught up on everything that's been breaking. Then the G-Bag of the Day in L.A. Live coming up just a little bit later on. Tomorrow we're going to be at the Bearded Monkey in Rockwall, 2 to 7. And then on Friday, Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 2800 I-35E, just past the George Bush Toll Road. Come on out and learn all about pickleball, crack some coldies. Stella Artois will be with us as well. And, of course, both spots will have your G-Bag Nation flags 2 to 7 here. A couple of remote broadcasts to wrap up the week starting tomorrow. Okay, yeah, when we come back, we'll hit the expressway here. It's the G-Bag Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Issued on The Fan. All right, time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top every night at this time. LA Live's coming up at 5:40, G-Bag of the Day at 5:30. Amongst your biggest NFL stories of the afternoon, Jets are saying they're not going to trade Breece Hall At least that's what they say for now. Maybe they're trying to get a better offer. Tua's apologizing for going off on his unprofessional, undisciplined teammates. He called them out for not coming to meetings and not being all in and all that. Well, today he showed up and told reporters, I'm here to be accountable. You know, I made a mistake, and that's my bad. He says he contributed to the distraction. I guess it's a tough break for Dolphins fans. You got a chance here to have some standards, and here you are. They should be apologizing to you.
Yeah.
They should be apologizing to the organization. That kind of stuff that keeps organizations losers.
Let me ask you guys this. Should we even be doing interviews anymore? Because we're going to get to the point where they're going to stand up there and not tell us anything because they're always having to apologize for everything. You know, he's just trying to point out, and yeah, he's part of the problem too. But, you know, I mean, he's standing up there and saying, hey, we've got to do things differently around here.
Yeah.
And now we have to apologize. Like they're playing,
for trying to keep people accountable.
They're playing terrible football.
That's called what a leader does.
Yeah. And he's saying, listen, this ain't, you know, he goes, I'm guilty too, but we don't show up for meetings on time. We don't do, you know, why are we always having to apologize for being honest?
Yeah.
I mean, why are we stand up there and we want these, you know, and this is where Dak, and I appreciate Dak, but Dak has proven to me that he did it to us before. He stood up there and Chief asked him to make up something about a team, Team X. And he went through a whole spiel of how a quarterback handles. And, you know, what are we doing? Why are we having to apologize for a guy being honest about we don't prep very well?
There's
we
two things going on. I think the organizations, they want to keep calm water so everybody can be happy at their job.
Well, they don't want to create distractions. Do better at your job.
Yeah, and then I think
bunch of butthurt players.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, why? Why? I'm sorry, Dawson.
No, you're right.
I have a problem with. We're going to get these guys stand up there, and they're going to be talking about this stuff, and they're not going to be telling us anything.
I think the other part of the problem is the media. When they do get honesty, they rip you apart for being honest.
Yeah.
I think that's why AJ Brown's sort of doing his protest in the way that he's interacting with the Eagles media, because he's like, man, if I'm honest, the team's going to be mad at me. Mm. You guys are going to tear me up. Like, if I can't be honest, what am I doing? But I get your point. And, you know, if I was Tua, I would look at it like, man, my career is coming to an end. This isn't going well. Mm. If I'm going to be somewhere else, or they're going to go look for a new quarterback. Mm. Use your opportunity to tell the world what is wrong with your organization. And there's not enough professionalism and accountability going on.
I hate it that we stand up there and, you know, we want honesty about really, you know, we're looking for answers. And in the media, though, if somebody stands up there and tells me, hey, this is what I think's wrong with our defense, you know, if they explain to me, I'm going to cut you some slack.
I love it.
Don't tell me as a general manager that the edge rushers are the strength of your team.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that.
We're going to be good.
I mean, you don't have to be a former NFL scout. You could see with your own eyes. That's not one of your strengths.
Yeah.
That's not. Don't lie to me that way. I mean, stand there and say, listen, I did a horse-ass job putting this team together, you know, and, you know, we could do two things could happen. We could dig out of this thing, or I'm going to get rid of every one of you MFers.
We're going to
spend our cap money, and we're going to make this thing different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where I would like to hear, instead of you just telling me that, oh, we're a work in progress, and oh, that's our best position, and oh, it's not. It's not. You have hundreds of millions of people that watch your football team, and none of them would say that.
I would say you get work in progress line for about 3 weeks. After week six, kind of are what you are. Yeah. I'm sure you can
just
pick out examples.
Stand up there and tell us, as a general manager, I've done a really poor job with this team.
Yeah.
I did not. I felt like going into this that if I traded Micah Parsons, that I could take that capital, and I will. I'm going to take that money, and I'm going to go do something with it.
I don't think the Joneses realize how idiotic it makes them look when they get up there and pretend like it's a good team.
You can't be an honest football man. You can't be considered a football man if you stand up there and lie to us about it.
Yeah.
A guy like I remember being in Philadelphia, and I didn't know any better. But I stood in the press conference. Sal Palantonio called me a liar to my face. And he goes, oh, you're just lying. And I'm like, and you saw the clip where I said, hey, you folks watch our games. You know what our problems are. That's what we need to focus on. We need to focus on blocking better. We need to focus on, you know, not throwing the ball all over the place and completing some passes here. You know, just be honest about it. But now we're having to apologize for being honest.
Yes.
Which is, to me, is even more crazy than not being honest.
And we don't have to do it this way. Like, European media lets their players speak their truth. And just like, okay, that's how he feels about it. You know, maybe he'd like to go somewhere else. It doesn't have to be that big of a controversy. There is a Cowboys trade rumor. Maybe it's trade rumor light, and it's definitely not a headliner, but Jeremy Fowler says the Cowboys are not ruling out trading for a running back. Do you guys feel like they need to get one? I kind of do with the injury to Miles Sanders, but they're looking at Jalen Wright with the Miami Dolphins. He's third on their depth chart, fourth rounder in 2024. I think you guys scouted him up pretty good back then, didn't you?
Yeah, I was a big fan. Big fan of Jalen Wright. Explosive, quick, runs behind his pads. When he gets going, he's tough to tackle. Also very willing in pass protection, solid receiver out of the backfield as well. Didn't see him do a ton of that at Tennessee, but he's capable. Has not been as good as I was hoping he would be. I mean, he was kind of my pet cat runner in that draft.
Was he kind of like a second or third round guy? I think I had him in the third round.
I had him in the third.
With all that mix of guys. Yeah, it was a good group of guys.
And I think Miami took him in the third, if I'm not mistaken.
Fourth.
Fourth.
Dallas is in a situation where they're looking at their grades and they're probably thinking about that.
Yeah, they probably had a high grade.
Me personally, I try and block for blue myself.
Yeah, I think that this would kind of be an indictment on blue.
Yeah.
And redundant. I think it's similar type of slasher with speed, later round pick. But they hope that he could be, you know, like a high traits developmental type of guy. We'll talk more about the Cowboys a little bit later on. It's time now to get going to the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has a G-bag of the day.
Use your heart and not your eyes. Remember when Tony Romo tried to keep it real? He's like, if this is the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, we sure did beat him up for that.
Yeah.
I think he stopped keeping it real from that moment on.
Yeah.
It was the X's and O's.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Started doing like two pressers at training camp.
He was done with us. All right, G, back of the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. How you doing, Tolos? On a hump day. If you see anything that you think I should be playing, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. Don't send me any more memes. No more memes. No more memes. 35 minutes of going through memes, bro. Nothing I can do with it. But I appreciate you, fam. I laugh at them all, but it just kills my time. Hit me up, Lucius Alexander, on Facebook. I already said Lucky Lucius P on social media. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Vacated title because the playmaker, Michael Irvin, went five times, baby, as he should. As he should.
Salute.
Let's go to Broadus's man right here, Alex Stein.
Yeah, I talked to him the other day.
You talked to him. You're in the Alex Stein circle?
He sent me a direct message about this thing you're about to play, Lucius.
Well. You trying Alex to get on G-Bag of the day?
He was telling me that black guy know that I'm here.
Yeah, no, he was trying to
smoking
it. Yeah, he was telling me. He goes, here, he just sent it to me direct message is what he did.
You're in the Alex Stein circle. Do you know who Charleston White is?
Is that his sidekick guy, the guy who does his stuff?
Eric, you wildin', fam. Hey, I like Charleston White, so he's a wild boy.
No, who I don't know who he is.
Okay. You will. You just keep hanging out with Alex Stein.
Oh, is he their teammates?
Just a internet personality.
Okay.
From the DFW, he's from Fort Worth, man.
Okay. I don't know the guy, but I'll learn.
Oh, yeah. Go look it up.
Charleston White?
Charleston White. Go look that up when you have some time.
Is he a bad guy? What
the
hell?
Nah. Just very opinionated.
What the hell?
Content creator.
Yeah.
All right. Alex Stein. Now, I don't know what this situation is, but it's a public park. The Dallas Mavericks are out there. I mean, like the officials, the brass.
Okay. Leadership. Okay.
Yeah. And we have some brass of Dallas, like the mayors and whatnot out there as well.
I think when it's Patrick DeMont, you take off the B and the R on that word brass.
And this is for the kids. This is only for the kids. But Alex Stein is out there trolling. Come on, fire Nico.
No way.
Just bring up Mayor Eric Johnson.
Do it.
Hey, Mayor Johnson, we want to fire Nico. We don't want this free court. We want Nico fired. Just say we want to fire. But everybody's mad. We don't like Nico Harrison. We're mad about, yeah, the kids need Luca. The kids would like to have Luca more than this court. Okay, but just say fire Nico. We say fire Nico. See, this is the thing, is we have cowards as leaders. He knows that Nico Harrison's trying to make the team lose on purpose. It's ridiculous. It's a park. Yeah. Well, no, I'm not, because I care about the Mavericks. If you cared about the Mavericks, you would try to get Nico Harrison fired. The guy stinks. Get off me. Quit touching me. Don't touch me. Literally, stop touching me.
This is a good point. Yeah. Okay, we're doing this for the kids.
Yeah, I understand, but we don't want people. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm at a park. Why am I?
Come on.
Oh, you're kicking me out of the park?
Out of the park? What are you talking about?
You know what? I don't support everything Alex Stein does, but I can get behind that.
That was good.
Can't forget.
Yeah.
Keep the pressure up. Within 2 years, Patrick DeMont will fire him. 2 years, Lucius.
I believe you. No, 100% believe you, brother. man, I don't even know how to introduce this next piece of audio. Hold on.
Is this the one you can't play?
Yeah, well, I can play it, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be an embargo on this one after I play it.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's going to be an email. Hey, guys. No, we can't do that one anymore.
I don't think you have to worry about it getting dumped, though.
Yeah, no.
Management has left the building.
Boss is out of the building.
Yep. You got the green light.
Yeah.
At 5:34. Give it a go.
Let's go to the Fan After Dark. They posted this clip on their page. You can follow the Fan After Dark on Instagram. Fred and Blake. They were doing a who could score on the Cowboys defense. Oh, listen to Blake, bro.
At number one, now, is he mobile with his legs? No.
Stephen Hawking.
Do you have to put him in a wheelchair? And maybe we don't want him doing the play calls.
Yeah.
But maybe he's just hearing the calls. And you won't need much blocking because Kenneth Murray's the one in the hole. Give me Stephen Hawking at the one spot. I don't see that being stopped.
Watch this.
Ron, laugh.
Juke right. Spin move.
Oh, my God.
Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown.
You gotta stop. Oh. I'm trying to say something. It's just not even well said. No move needed.
No move needed.
Sam Williams.
No move needed.
No move needed.
Blackamile was kicking Fred's butt right there.
Blackamile be holding down.
Yeah, the laughing wheeze.
They get a hold of you, boy. I tell you what.
Laughing for 5 seconds.
Fred does a really good limited fake Stephen Hawking. That was amazing.
That was terrible, bro. You know Stephen Hawking cheated on his wife?
Yes. What? He was a wild dog.
He's a wild boy. He was going out to that island.
Yeah. They wheeled him onto the island, and he wreaked havoc.
Hey, there's a fetish for everybody.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Gee, man, imagine that, bro.
No, I can't.
My paraplegic husband cheated on me, man.
That segment needs to get sent to the Marconis, though.
Oh, yeah. That's
going to get sent
winning.
To somebody. I don't know if it's Marconi, but.
That's damn good work.
It's getting sent.
Way to go, fatties.
Man.
That's right on that edge.
That's past the edge, bro.
That it is.
Yeah.
It's Fred's edge. It's the Fredge.
Fredge. Detroit Tigers announcer. Had a little hot mic situation.
They'd had enough.
Oh, yeah.
He had enough of this traveling.
And I'll be back to talk about it after this on the Detroit Tigers radio network.
And fragile.
I don't have to do a game. Oh.
We get tired.
This game recap. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that out loud? 3, 2, 1.
You're actually live, sir.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Was that after the late night game?
Yeah, that was 15 innings.
15 innings.
Like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Season's 3 a.m. over.
Yeah.
That was a Friday night, too. It was a beating, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it a Friday? I can't remember.
It was Saturday morning by the time.
Yeah, Saturday morning. But it was Friday night that the game was played.
I was so ready to go to sleep, and it just would not end.
Hell of a finish.
Well, let's see. Hey, but that pitcher was going hard.
So Washington was playing Rutgers like 8 miles away. And they were saying they could hear the Mariners crowd roaring late in that game.
Yeah, that pitcher was hyping them up, bro. Hey!
You've been by my vision of love is sink.
Alright, sorry about that. You guys okay?
Great. I'm great, okay. Dude.
Not really, but
all right, just making sure.
Walchuk's still uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, I don't know which one to play. I got this KNC Masterpiece clip that's been sitting here for a second. They were talking to Carter about college football, presidential facts, or this road rage crash out. It's a whole lot of bleeps in it. It gets kind of political at the end.
Both?
Both. You guys take your pick. Road Rage or KMC or KNC Masterpiece?
Let's go with the KNC.
Let's go with the KNC. KNC.
Road Rage.
Yeah, I'm going to go Road Rage too. We got one fan thing in here already.
Let's go Road Rage.
All right.
You know what? KNC.
All right.
Here Ryan. We go. Hello, McFly.
McFly. It's a Road Rage.
A Road Rage.
What's up, bitch? What the f*** are you doing? What the f*** are you doing? Oh, I'm on your ass, that's why. You're driving like a f***ing idiot, you stupid fuck. Dude, you're giving me all the ammo for my dash cam to make you go viral. Oh, you don't yet? You will. You will, you stupid leftist. You gotta be a dumb liberal or some shit. You stupid. No, you're not, because if you were, you wouldn't act like a f***ing ass. You're a f***ing stupid liberal. You f***ing.
Yeah, there was a lot.
It's the pulling off. It's the pulling off. It's the pulling off.
That was Stephen Hawking rolling out on his wife.
It's the pulling off.
Thank you. Okay, we got four challengers here with a vacated title. Salute once again to Michael Irvin for going five time last night.
My goodness.
Is it Alex Stein of the Mavs? Is it who could score on the Cowboys defense? Stephen Hawking. Is it Tigers announcer with a hot mic in Seattle?
It's wild out here, bro. It's wild.
It's real wild.
Or road rage on a snowflake.
I might throw this one to the fans for a vote.
It's a great batch. I'm going to go with the fan after dark, Chief. Yeah, same here. Lucius?
Yeah, if I could play it tomorrow, man, for sure.
Well, Chuck?
I'll take the road rage. It's already fan after dark's one.
It's got to be Tigers as well.
Okay, by a score of 3-1-1, and your new G Bag of the Day champion is the fan after dark. We'll catch up with them just over an hour now. They'll be on tonight, probably 8-11. Cowboys crosstalk coming up 7-8. With Bobby Belt.
Yeah, we'll see.
Nate Newton and yeah, might have just got him fired.
Yeah,
that'd be an unfortunate way
to have it go.
But
content over everything, you know.
At least they went out doing it their way. That's right. It's time now for LA Live here. He is in the Pimp Cup. Lucius.
Hey, it's a Butt Naked Wednesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. Time is smoked. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Hands up high. The 0-1. Swing at a broken bat. Comebacker. Kirkring knocks it down. Picks it up. Throws wildly home to the backstop. And the season is over. The Dodgers rushing out past Orion Kirkring, who stands with his hands on his knees, bent over.
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
Shoot, man. This is LA Live for Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu for naming today. And peace to the gods. I too was born underwater, arm, leg, arm, head. Rest in paradise to D'Angelo, my God. I've been thinking about his oldest son, D'Angelo's oldest son he had with singer. Oh, my God. With singer Angie Stone. Angie Stone passed earlier this year. Mm. Yeah, so that man's an orphan now.
He is orphan.
Good Lord, man. Jeez. It's a different type of calling on your life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, losing dad at 51, brutal.
And then losing your mom earlier that year, too? That is crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's really sad. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Mm-hmm. Holler at those folks. You see it, brothers?
Car wreck, Montgomery,
yep,
Alabama.
Yep. And those darn Sprinter vans. I do not like the Sprinter vans. I think they're so unsafe.
Yeah.
High-centered?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I need a wider base. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Sooner, schooner.
I feel like I'd blow over in a storm.
Yeah. I feel like that.
Right there too. In the ditch.
I feel like that too. All right, I got a question for the Tolos today, but before I get to that, I want to test you guys on these acronyms. I was going over acronyms with my brother the other day. We were just laughing at him.
Man, the military has so many. They talk in acronyms.
Come on. That's where we started the conversation at, the military and the acronyms. Speaking of that, FUPA. You guys, FUPA. That's an acronym. Do you know what it's for?
It's the fat upper area.
The pubic area.
Of course, Eric would have that one on the board. Mm-hmm. He would know FUPA. He said it with so much confidence.
My wheelhouse.
It's the fat upper area.
If it's fat, I know.
Yeah, I get it.
Trust
baby.
Me, I've called somebody a FUPA once or twice.
FUBAR. What is FUBAR?
Bleeped up beyond all recognition.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Tango and Cash. They taught me that.
Yeah.
Boy, that guy's chin on Tango and Cash.
Oh, man.
It's a hell of a chin, I'll tell you what. Snafu. That's a military term. Snafu. What does that mean?
Oopsie daisy.
Uh-huh.
that's actually an acronym?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I don't know that either.
I've heard of a snafu.
It is what you think it is. Situation normal. All effed up. How about scuba? That's an acronym. You guys know what it's for?
Scuba.
Underwater breathing apparatus.
Ruben.
Okay, you got the last three.
Are you for scuba or that?
Something called an underwater breathing.
Does that have something to do with the tanks? Like a contain?
Safety course?
In a sense.
Like something to do with tanks, the contained air tanks.
Okay, we've got three. I mean, we got four. We just need one more now.
What's scuba contain?
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Okay, yeah, there we go. Yeah.
How about AT&T? AT&T.
Telephone and telegram.
Okay.
American telephone. Telegram.
There we go. Right there. There we go.
All right. There we go.
I like that. It's an open book test. Group project type of thing.
Can we get back to the FUPA category?
Yeah.
Score some points.
Canola oil. Canola oil actually stands for something.
Oh, I did not know.
I don't think we're going to be able to.
No.
Canada oil low acid.
Yeah.
Yes, from Canada, apparently. Huh. Yeah. Shout out to the Canadians for that one.
Hold the acid.
Canadian. Oh, the Ola part meaning oil.
O-L-A.
Yep. Okay. Gotcha.
Taser. What does taser stand for?
That's weed. Gosh darn it, Tino.
My man said, let's
use
see.
It in a sentence.
He started counting his fingers.
How many letters?
Thomas A. Swift's electric rifle is named after named by inventor Jack Culver. Probably Culver.
I like Jack Culver.
Yeah, it's probably Jack Culver right there. Thomas A. Swift's electric rifle.
Oh, wow.
It has some racist backgrounds in it, too, by the way. It's from a book. It's really racist. Not a Toxic Tuesday, but hey. Yeah. Care package.
Oh. Care package is
one? Care package is one, bro.
Wow.
This is where our conversation started. He blew my mind with this one.
Care package is an acronym.
Yeah.
For brownies and protein bars.
Comfort.
It's from World War II, I believe. Hey. Cooperative for American Remittances to Europe.
Huh.
Yeah.
Remittances.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, so they're specifically to Europe.
Yeah. And WD-40. What's WD-40?
No squeak.
It's something to do with window. Which it says something. The W has something to do with probably window. Window.
To the wall.
Was it wall?
Water displacement.
Oh.
40th formula.
Oh.
So there's 39 other formulas out there
that didn't make
they
it.
They said this just ain't quite hitting, fam. We need one more.
Didn't make it.
And lucky number 40.
Yeah. All right. Thought I'd get into that. Just see.
What were we like? We were two for.
I would give
there?
You guys probably about 55, 60.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're probably good. 55, 60.
We're repeating.
Not our best work.
Yeah, nah. It's okay. It wasn't sporty. Acronyms.
Yeah, we're looking for like RBI.
Yeah. Hey, that's
FGA,
a good one. That's Woba. A good one.
Let's PGA.
Not, don't give that up. I might get back on that bag later.
All right.
All right, I got a question for the Tolos right here. Name something we all love, because we don't agree on much these days, so they say in the media. I think they're trying to hide
I saw this on social, Lucius.
Name something we all love that starts with P.
Pizza.
Pizza! Oh, we're down with OPP. Yeah, I was going to say pizza. It's primarily first thing that comes to mind. I think that's the elephant in the room.
Yeah, I think pizza is really, really high on the board. A lot of people call pizza on the game.
There's another one. Kitty cat.
Meow.
Kitty cat.
Popcorn?
Popcorn is definitely on the list. Shout out to popcorn, man. It's really, really good. Then sometimes you don't want it at all. Kind of crazy how popcorn works.
Popcorn is really good.
Sometimes you're just like, man, this is great. And then it gets to a point where you're like, I've had enough popcorn. This is not banging at all.
You get to the bottom of the bucket.
Yeah. Peanut butter came on the list. Peanut butter. Do we all agree that peanut butter is awesome?
Yeah, it's good. Fire. Pretty good. Dang.
Yeah. When's the last time you had salted peanuts like this right here, bro? These joints are so good.
Oh, just the peanuts?
I'm talking about salted peanuts, bro.
At a ballpark, I think. It was probably at a ballpark.
Or one of those bars that let you throw the shells on the floor.
Oh, that's the best.
Like Roadhouse used to let you do that.
Yeah, they're so messy.
Until people start falling on the ground and then they stopped it.
I would say peace, you know.
Peace!
We love peace.
Good P word. Pancakes.
Pancakes was the next one right here. I think we can all agree that we do like pancakes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
As long as it has a lot of butter.
Okay.
Potato chips?
Potatoes.
Potatoes,
yeah.
Potato. So many different things you can do with the potato. Pepperoni pineapple pizza.
And
Prosperity came in.
Yes, please.
Yeah, shout out to Prosperity. Speaking of Prosperity, where's Robert Tilton? Robert Tilton, where are you, sir?
Great hair.
Where are you? I have a proposition for you, sir. I'll let your boy. Paid time off is the P that we can all agree with, huh?
Oh, yeah, a little PTO.
Paid time off. Pantera.
Yes.
But parties.
Pantera.
Parties. Pantera.
Pantera. Now, which one of those Panteras used to go on? One of those guys used to go on some heavy laced rants before the darn show.
Ooh.
Yeah, some mean little rants to the point where some of the other guys were like, all right, I'm going to just walk off.
I don't stand for this.
Out of here, bro.
Go towel off back here.
Name something we all love that starts with P. This Tolo said prizes.
Yeah. How about peace? Oh, you said peace already.
Yeah, peace.
Peace and quiet is what I was thinking of.
Peace, God. Somebody said pasta.
Pasta's a good call. Pasta's a really good call.
I wish I could name the different types of pasta.
I try and study them, Lucius.
I wish I could name.
I try.
Yeah. I think there's clearly the best ones are the ones, was it ravioli with the cheese in the middle?
Ravioli.
The rigatoni. Those are the tubes, the bigger tubes that get the
sauce. You put the meat and cheese in there?
Well, that's like, yeah. The
tubes?
Like the penny rooster. But the sauce and the everything gets in the middle of it, though. It's like little bitty ones. Oh, God, is that good?
Angel hair linguine.
Am I saying that right? Penny rustica?
Yeah.
From Macaroni Grill? That's when I first learned about
it. That is a great item.
Did you ever color on the table when you were in there?
No, I don't think I did. Maybe at the Red Lobster. Oh,
we did. We played a lot of tic-tac-toe on that table.
When I was young.
Some hangman.
Yep.
Something we all love that starts with P. Tolo said puppies.
Puppies.
I'm thinking of your
about
puppy.
That, Eric,
you're thinking
like
of
that.
Your puppies. Yes.
Yeah. Everybody loves a puppy for the first 30 minutes.
Their breath.
Yeah.
Their breath is so amazing.
Puppy breath.
Yeah, you can't get mad at them. Their little wide bellies. Like, why are your belly so full? Look at you, buddy.
817 says paychecks. That's a hell of a P.
Paychecks. Good
payday.
That's a top tier.
Candy bar's not good. The payday candy bar.
I like the payday.
Do you really?
I do like the payday candy
bar.
Is
it the caramel and the
nuts
and the pecans together?
Peanuts.
I'm sorry, peanuts.
Payday and the Dr. Pepper used to be my jam before a football game sometimes.
Nice.
Yeah. Pluckers is on the list. A P that we all love and enjoy.
There you go.
How about Pimp C?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Hold on. Let me get this vibe.
Eat so many shrimp.
I got iodine poisoning.
You ain't on my mind. I'm thinking about paychecks. Yeah. A pita we can all we all love. This guy says perfection.
Perfection.
Perfection, I guess. I guess.
It's kind of a pain in the ass to
That's
have.
That's good enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Prime rib.
Drives people crazy.
Oh, prime rib.
Pork chops. Overrated.
God, now yeah, we're getting
prime rib is overrated?
I think so. Mm. Yeah. I like my steaks a little charred, you know?
Yep. And you can get the in-cut on that prime rib.
Okay. I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah, go in-cut. If they ever they're serving a cart,
yeah,
take the in-cut.
All right.
Yeah.
It's good advice.
Thank you.
Name something we can all get behind that starts with P. How about Paula Patton?
Ooh. Don't know her.
Oh, yeah.
Looking up, Lucius.
Her work.
Looking
yeah, Google up, that. Looking Let up. Me know how you feel about that. PRs.
My goodness.
PRs. Name something we all love that starts with P. This Tolo says PRs.
Huh? Personal records?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Mission Impossible gal. Okay.
I think that might be it. And, you know, personal records are amazing, but you want to tell other people, but then you sound like a little douche.
Yeah. You know yeah, I mean? Broke my mile record this morning.
Yeah, you know, 7:15. I want to tell you, bro. But I can't do it. This Tolo says prayer. So Peter, we can all get behind. Yeah,
there you go.
There you go.
Unless you, what's your name? Skip.
Yeah.
Skip. Yeah. Or Skip. Jimmy Kimmel.
Skip.
Or Kimmel.
Skip.
Pistachios. How about
pistachios are delicious. Fire. Okay. Absolutely.
They're incredible. So much better when you got to peel them, though.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. You give me a handful of regular pistachios peeled, I'm not that into it.
Yes.
I saw last night, I watched the video where they're making these famous sandwiches in Italy, but they were grinding the pistachios up to like dust. Like it was part of the spread.
Sounds wonderful.
That's on the spread on the, give it a little more flavor.
Name something we all love that starts with P. Fat stacks of cash, big dog. Appreciate you, bro.
Pogs.
Phones. Hell yeah, Pogs. This is a great subreddit group about Pogs that I'm keeping track with. Do you want notifications? Like, nah, I'll
find it.
I'll update enough. Don't worry about it, fam. I don't need your help, bro. Name something we all love that starts with P. This Tolo said women. Come on, fam. Come on, bro.
The P is silent.
Philly cheesesteaks.
There you go.
Okay, Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
Pudge.
Pudge.
Oh yeah, Pudge and Pugs. I think everybody likes Pugs.
And Pugs.
He's the most likable dog in the world.
The little bug out eyes.
Just don't let him exercise.
They like Jerry Jones in the face. I say that respectfully.
Foo.
I'm smiling when I say that.
I have to try.
Playoffs.
Yeah. Playoffs.
Yeah. Payment plans.
Yeah.
That's from the dentist that follows us, the Tolo dentist.
Oh, I bet he does love those.
Yeah, I bet that's what I'm saying. The dentist is going to hit you with a payment plan.
Got to hear you, Doc. Yeah.
Well, we've tidily everything up, and it's just $1,600. You can start today. Would you?
$100 a month for the next year and a half.
Oh, they'll wear you out, too, on that phone call. Your 6 weeks is up here for that cleaning, says. Pineapple Kush. Name something we all love that starts with P. This Tolo says penetration in the defense.
Oh, yes.
That's
get
good.
That.
Gotta be penetrators.
We already said paychecks, right?
We did.
Peace. We said peace.
We did a lot of pudding text coming in.
Pudding. Okay, pudding.
Panties.
Yeah. Boy, I used to do some dumb things with panties. I used to do some real stupid stuff with panties.
Let's take those off.
Wear them like a mask.
That sometimes at a party for or around your neck.
Yeah.
Hang them up from the dash in the car.
Oh no!
Oh my gosh! Just
wow!
Real, yeah.
That is the 80s.
Tack them to the wall.
Yeah, this is so ridiculous.
Get a collection going.
Yeah.
That's right.
This Tolo says proper spelling and grammar.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said too.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, last one here. Name something we all love that starts with the P.
Pro Football Focus.
We'll get to them. BFF.
Prince is the right answer.
Oh, Prince.
Prince.
A red Corvette.
Yeah. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Holla.
Love it. Love the text coming in. Purple soda, pistols, panda, piñatas. Popcorn. Salute to everybody for making us part of your day. We got 4-1 to go. A mixed bag coming up, Woolchuck.
The players are revolting against PFF, and Luca sharing his thoughts on what it's like to play the Mavs. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.